withstand and unite in knowledge and wisdom. Conscious life is a magnificent accident on such an impossibly large scale that it becomes the single most important miracle in the universe. You, I, and all the other earthlings, and all other conscious life out there, we are the meaning of this universe. We are all connected with this incredible feat of emergence, consciousness. It does not matter where we come from or how we look. If we can see ourselves, we are family. Our mind was crafted by an adaptive process that step by step improved on the previous. The steps were not aimed at anything in particular, not directly, and are far from perfect. But consciousness is something different. It is not random. It is not a function of mere adaptive mechanics and accidents and fundamental principles. Consciousness allows us to deliberately and in foresight cross the line between mere evolution onward into freedom of will, love of life, and power of knowledge, and light of wisdom, and love, and goodwill, and lasting peace brought on by greatness of vision, of heart, and spirit. But we must deliberately aim to push away the flaws that the meanderings of nature instilled in us by the countless accidents of the process of our initial emergence as conscious beings. If we don't detach, our minds will be held back by racism, xenophobia, nationalism, groupthink, fear, hate, and blindness, and all the other blight. We will point nuclear weapons at each other and list the flags of our enemies as if it was a checklist for advancement. What may seem like a soap opera news program to the educated can be perceived as reality and opportunity to the poor, the starving or disadvantaged, who did not know to seek real education on their own. We have introduced a device, an institution of deliberate advancement for all human beings. That institution was supposed to pull us towards a wiser state of existence. But its aim was lost. It was an experiment that has never fully reached its goal and ended up being used by the poor as means of putting food on their table. That noble experiment was organized education. Today, it may cost as much as $1 million or more and in unforgivable student loans to become a medical expert. Don't bother trying to understand why schools failed us. There is no time. Simply accept the responsibility for your own education and begin immediately. There are many flaws in our perception. The biggest one is our tendency to follow leaders. But the act of following is often an act of destruction. We are each to lead. We are never to follow, ever. Self-education by means of reading or listening to books held in high esteem by the world's most prominent intellectuals paves the road towards a balanced and enlightened view of the world and the view of our place in it. Lead. We have followed before and came all too close to the very end. all the people that hate, that want to cause harm, are just ill from lack of growing up, from lack of education, from standing in place without ever knowing to reach for books, for wisdom, and for greatness. When we stand in place that we are born into, we come under the control of the flaws that consciousness easily allows us to escape. You must withstand the culture you are born into, the neighborhood you are born into, the poverty that you are born into. You must resist the urge of belonging cheaply and effortlessly, as that is the oldest recruitment mechanism to make a slave, to turn a young person old and bitter. And this great power of resistance must not end with you. You have to ignite all the others that you meet in your great adventures, so that the importance of fine and balanced self-education rings all around the world. Not until we are all abloom with knowledge and wisdom will we have the time to take to our careers and retirement and enjoyment of our golden age. The uneducated world is not a safe place for all. We need real education. The borders must go. Become an inspiration. May your poetry never be forgotten.